For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Today, how will fastvertising change the ad business? Facebook's user numbers are troubling. Is the end of consent banners coming? Instagram doubles down on Reels. Twitter discovers blogging. And what makes the perfect Instagram image? Science has the answer. It's Thursday, February 3rd. I'm Todd Maffin. Here is what you missed today in digital marketing. Well, Meta certainly continues to rake in big bucks per the release of its Q4 2021 and full year performance results. However, its report suggests that Facebook could face a tough couple of years ahead. From Q3 to Q4, the social network gained just 2 million monthly active users, and that was the slowest growth in its history. But the bigger concern is Facebook's decline in daily actives, where it lost 1 million daily active users. Some gains were seen in the Asia-Pacific and Europe region, but overall, 1 million people decided that they didn't need to check Facebook every day. Analysts were especially surprised, considering that the decline occurred during the holidays, when people are usually online more. There has been a decline in Facebook usage in North America for some time, which most credit to market saturation. Almost everyone who will use Facebook is already on it, so there aren't many new people to add. But now Facebook's growth is being threatened in other markets, which could be a big problem for the company. So because of this, Meta's decided to focus on a different metric, something they call family monthly active people, which combines the total unique users across its four platforms, Facebook, Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. When you measure on that statistic, they gained 1 million new users. Of course, there's no breakdown of individual app usage stats, but the growth of Instagram and WhatsApp likely contributed to that much nicer number. As for revenue, Meta brought in $33 billion in revenue for the quarter and generated $117 billion for the whole year, the majority of which comes from ad revenue. And also, the company has provided full revenue split data between its apps and Reality Labs. Those are its augmented reality and virtual reality projects. It's done this for the first time. Its family of apps revenue brought in $32 billion in Q4, and VR sales increased. Still under $1 billion, $877 million, which is only a small fraction of the company's revenue. But as Meta expands into the metaverse, you can expect the company to focus even more on it as sales continue to rise. Back in 2018, the European Union created the GDPR, a blanket regulation covering privacy and data protection. You might not remember it the month it went into effect, but I guarantee you remember the fallout from it. Those stupid little cookie consent banners at the top of practically every website you go to now. They're really only there for European users, and arguably a small handful of American states, but most websites don't bother to geofence them. It's just simpler to dump the banners on everyone. Those banners were part of a framework created by the IAB Europe as a way of complying with the law. They called it the Transparency and Consent Framework, or TCF. But this week, European regulators ruled that the TCF is actually a violation of the GDPR, so much so, in fact, that a Belgium regulator fined IAB Europe more than 250,000 euros. That Belgium decision was immediately approved by regulators in most of the other European nations. Plus, and here's where it gets a little meta, regulators say the data that those TCF banners collect about the privacy preferences of its users is itself personal data that the IAB isn't keeping secure. When someone clicks accept or consent or yes on those TCF banners, their browsing session, becomes a targetable placement for the digital ad industry's real-time bidding system. Part of this ruling includes the requirement for any data collected for that auction system to now be deleted. Quoting DigiDay, "The ramifications of this ruling are monumental. Take retargeting, for example. Large swaths of it could be illegal if ads run on site where TCF is employed. The level of precise engineering and quality assurance needed to fix issues like this would be unprecedented, not least because data gained from TCF is ubiquitous, to the point where it's woven into the very fabric of the online ad market. Any revamp of TCF means industry-wide overhauls to the way advertising works across the European Union corner of the web. The truth is, no one really knows what this means right now. It's not even clear if the regulators will be able to enforce their own ruling," unquote. Now, the IAB has just 2 months to present a plan to rework the entire thing and 6 months to implement it. They say they're also considering a legal challenge, by the way. But the regulators say after that six-month deadline, every day that passes without a consent framework replacement will cost the IAB 5,000 euros. Watch this space. Yesterday, Canadian comedian Dave Foley, you might know him from Kids in the Hall or News Radio, tweeted this to actor Ryan Reynolds. "If I switch to Mint Mobile, can I be in one of your ads? I really enjoy them." Now, besides being a fellow Canadian, Reynolds owns the cellular company. He also owns an ad agency called Maximum Effort. The firm's Twitter bio reads, "We make movies, TV series, content, and cocktails for the personal amusement of Ryan Reynolds. We occasionally release them to the general public." As I said, Dave Foley tweeted that yesterday afternoon. 6 hours later, Foley was in front of a camera recording the spot, and today it was released not even 24 hours after his original tweet.
"Hi, I'm part-time comedian and full-time Canadian Dave Foley. And, you know, earlier today I tweeted at Ryan Reynolds, you know, asking if I switched to Mint, if I could be in one of his Mint Mobile commercials. I've only been a customer for a few hours, but I got to say the service is amazing. And the one call I made was, it was clear."
This super fast delivery is a bit of a stunt that Reynolds' agency has been known for. Its most infamous was an overnight ad for Peloton featuring Chris Noth after his character in the Sex and the City series reboot was killed off. That ad was pulled just as fast after allegations of sexual assault arose against him. Incidentally, Adweek today has an interview with the president of Maximum Effort in which he defends the super fast turnarounds against industry criticism that it's pushing rushed creative. A link to that piece is in today's premium newsletter. Instagram is testing a new feature that will allow users to convert a Stories highlight into a TikTok. Did I say TikTok? I meant a reel, because of course they're completely different. The feature will make it easier to create Reels content from existing content. Here's how it'll work. Open up your highlight and tap on the Reel icon. This will lead to a Super Sync tab, which will allow you to sync the highlight to music, similar to TikTok's Sound Sync feature. The social media platform is also experimenting with longer Reels clips, lasting up to 90 seconds. You know, just how TikTok did 3 minutes. Yeah. Between juggling client meetings and keeping up with what's changed in the marketing world, who has time to stress about website security? But security is important. What with bots pummeling your brand site by the hundreds every hour looking for a way in. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress sites, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and human-only customer support. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers so you won't experience any downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Twitter seems to have discovered blogging. The platform is testing a new articles option, which could potentially allow for longer posts. Of course, one of the most frustrating features of the app is the 280-character limit. That's led to some tweets, which are just screenshots of longer messages typed into a phone's notes app and then tweeted, or a link to a site, like TwitLonger. The articles feature in testing appears to allow users to create more long-form content in the form of a blog post, which could then be shared through a tweet. As the company has not confirmed the feature, it's a little unclear how it'll actually work. But if it is rolled out, there is the potential for brands to be able to publish articles, blogs, and more on the platform. Google is giving advertisers more control over their connected TV campaigns. This morning, the company announced that it is launching new management solutions in Display and Video 360 that lets marketers control the number of times their ads appear across YouTube and other CTV apps. As a result, Google says you'll be able to get a broader exposure at a lower cost while avoiding the, quote, brand backlash of overexposure, unquote. Quoting the announcement, let's say you set a frequency goal of 5 ads per week for your CTV campaign. Instead of showing up to 5 CTV ads on YouTube and 5 ads on other CTV apps, Display and Video 360 will now aim to show your ad no more than 5 times total, unquote. The update uses Google data on YouTube and the IAB standard identifier for advertising to determine the number of times a CTV ad has been shown. The tweet was jarring. It read, quote, "Why are so many young people flocking to brands on social media for love, guidance, and attention? I'll tell you why. They're isolated from real communities, working service jobs they hate while barely making ends meet, and are living with unchecked personal and mental health problems," unquote. It was actually a thread that went longer, and it wouldn't have been so jarring if it had come from a regular user or a politician. But no, this tweet came from a company, a food brand, Steak-Umm. It was one of the first times a brand's Twitter account had leaned so heavily into a social issue. Turned out that tweet and the following campaign came from the company's agency, Alabak Communications. Today, the agency's creative director announced it is no longer with the brand. There's little information about why the brand is parting ways. Online, both parties had nothing but nice things to say about the partnership. Their work repositioned the brand to start commenting on topics ranging from mental health to fake news to student loan debt. The new Google Partner Program details have been announced by the company. It says over the past 2 years, it's evolved the program based on industry changes and partner feedback. As a result, it has aligned its benefits to meet needs in 3 key areas: education and insights, access and support, and recognition and rewards. In addition, the company has introduced a new premier partner status for its top 3% of partners, which offer high-value benefits to them, including beta access to the latest products, access to 24-hour advanced ad support, a new 2022 Premier Partner badge, and some other incentives. The company adds that Google Partners and Premier Partners will now be able to access Think with Google's monthly insights briefing, and later this month will be listed in the brand new Google Partners directory. The Canadian Marketing Association is developing a diversity mentorship program for marketers, and it is seeking volunteers to serve as mentors to junior and mid-level marketers from BIPOC and newcomer communities. CMA Marketing Mentors is an 8-month program expected to launch in the spring. Mentors will meet monthly with mentees to discuss things like psychological safety, navigating career paths, branding, and leadership skills. If you are interested in mentoring, you can email mentorship@thecma.ca. another warm welcome to those of you joining us from the Tech Meme Ride Home. If you like what you've heard, we put this out every weekday, so subscribe to us in your podcast app. And our premium podcast has even more stories, no ads, and exclusive weekend episodes. And tomorrow, we will be running a full sample of what one of those weekend episodes sounds like. I'll be speaking with a marketing scientist who recently did a study of more than 600 brands to discover how to design an Instagram image that maximizes the number of likes you would get on it. That's tomorrow on this feed and in the weeks ahead on the premium feed, whether having an Amazon storefront cannibalizes sales on your own website, the future of marketing to genetic predispositions, and how your logo can inoculate you against negative attention. These are interviews you will not hear on other marketing podcasts. You'll only hear them on our premium feed. Tap the link in the show notes or go to todayindigital.com/premium. Also, if you're a fan of Slack communities, we have one as well. There's a link in the show notes, or you can go to todayindigital.com. All right, that's it for today. I'll see you tomorrow for the sample of the premium weekend edition.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.